great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much. Yeah, that one was quick. Is he going to have even more than arrows? That is the question. I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. Ben Simmons' new five-year, $170 million contract extension features what's called a 15% trade kicker and a final year no option, according to ESPN. Simmons could make even more money if he's an all-star, and with the trade kicker, it represents extra money he can receive if he's traded during the life of the contract. Anthony Davis reportedly waived his trade kicker when he was recently dealt to the Lakers. Simmons' deal takes place in 2021, and his first year value set at a crazy $29.2 million. The New York Knicks signed Reggie Bullock to a new two-year deal after reworking their previous arrangement due to unforeseen health issues, according to Bullock's agent, David Bowman. Bullock and the Knicks previously agreed on a two-year $21 million pack, but the new contract is worth less than $4.7 million exception because that's what New York had available. It's unclear about the total bill of health, but Bullock has some health issues. He missed eight games down the stretch with plantar fasciitis in his right foot, hence the new deal. The 28-year-old swingman averaging 11.3 points and 2.7 boards and two assists, splitting time with the Detroit Pistons and LA Lakers. Denver Broncos rookie quarterback Drew Luck is yet to sign his rookie deal, and negotiations with the second-round pick out of Missouri have hit a wall. This, according to Mike Kliss of 9 News Denver. The only other Broncos unsigned rookie, Dalton Risner, has agreed to a four-year, $7 million deal with the team today. Denver selected Risner, who's projected to start at left guard with the 41st pick overall in the draft. The team then traded up to draft Drew Luck at the number 42 position. Broncos GM John Elway says veteran Joe Flacco holds the team's starting job at QB, and Luck, he's still got a lot of work to do. Peyton Manning, loved on and off the field, it seems, by everyone. The former quarterback is deemed the most popular in a sports poll conducted by Morning Consult. He received the highest favorable rating of 79% from 565 self-described sports junkies in the pool. Tony Romo also landed in the top 10 with a 69% favorable approval rating. In the National Hockey League, the Chicago Blackhawks have traded forward Artem Anisimov to the Ottawa Senators for forward Zach Smith. Anisimov, an 11-year veteran, spent 4 years with Chicago. He carries a $4.5 million cap hit over each of the next 2 years. He had 15 goals last season, but has 20-plus goals in 3 years prior. Smith, also 31 years old, had 28 points with a bad Senators team in 70 games. He has 2 years left on his deal with $3.2 million. The Minnesota Wild have inked restricted free agent forward Ryan Donato on a two-year contract today worth $3.8 million. Donato traded from Boston last season. Pretty good numbers, too. Posted 16 points in 22 games when dealt to the Wild. The Oilers have signed Josh Osherbold to a one-year contract. 22-year-old, he put up 22 points in 68 games with Arizona last year. And the Kings have inked goaltender Cal Peterson to a three-year extension worth just over $858,000 a season. The 24-year-old actually had pretty good numbers, a .924 save percentage in 11 games with the LA Kings. In the MLB, the Milwaukee Brewers have joined the Rays to acquire Arizona Diamondbacks lefty Robbie Ray. Reports indicate the Phillies, Astros, and Yankees have emerged as top suitors for the 27-year-old. Ray, a former All-Star, has the second most Ks in the National League with 145 and sports a 3.81 ERA in 20 starts. Let's take a look at the MLB gambling board. 705 action. Dodgers minus 200 at Philadelphia, 9.5 Bueller and Vasquez. Tampa Bay and the Yanks. Pinstripes, minus 160, 10-inch total, Stanek and Sabathia. Washington, minus 185 at Baltimore, 11.5, Both versus Wojciechowski. 7-10 action, Detroit at Cleveland. Tribe, minus 245, 10.5, Carpenter and Plezak. San Diego, minus 115 at Miami. Total 8, Allen versus Yamamoto. Toronto and Boston, Red Sox, minus 185, the Cashman. Cashner versus Wagaspak, total 11.5. Parrot, 805, Arizona at Texas. Rangers, minus 165, total 10, Young versus Lynn. Cincy and the Cubs, Cubbies minus 35 cents, 10.5. Desclafani and Mills at 8-10. We got it, man, in Milwaukee. Brew Crew minus 185, 9.5. Wilson and Woodruff. Mets at Minnesota. Twins minus 170, 10.5. Mats versus Pineda, 8-15 action. We got the White Sox minus 125 at KC. Cease versus Sparkman. Pittsburgh and St. Louis. Cars a $1.90. Agrizel and Flaherty, total 9, 840 action. Red Hot San Francisco at Colorado Rockies minus 135, 14.5. Pomeranz and Lambert, 10.05. Houston, minus 20 at the Angels. Rondon versus Healy, total 10. And finally, Seattle at Oakland. A's, minus 180, 9.5. Gonzalez taking on Megden. Hey, guys, hey, stick around, everybody. We're going to have a great day today. Gabe Morency, host Red Heat and Rage Radio. I'm Cam Stewart. We're going to go through a big, big baseball board. George Kurtz will drop by and a whole lot more fun. So stick around, everybody. hour one of Red Heat and Rage Radio featuring Cam Stewart and hosted by Gabe Morenci, starting up now.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decision at Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network, iHeart, TuneIn, SportsGrid.com, everything else in between. I am Gabriel Morenci, and we're throwing it down live at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands Racetrack. We'll be with you until 7 o'clock Eastern. We've got a pretty busy show. George Kurtz is going to step up and in. We've got Ricky Sanders. We'll talk some Major League Baseball, DFS. We'll hit some fantasy football as well with George Kurtz. We'll get to the best bets of the night. And, of course, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenci? Yeah, just trying to get over last night's debacle. Talk to you about it in the morning. But, hey, new day, new card, new attitude. Let's get it.
Frustrating night last night.
Was.
New York Yankees trailing most of the night, Cam. They come back. They tie the baseball game. They take a 4-2 lead. And you've got a 4-2 lead with the New York Yankees at home going into the top of the ninth inning. You think you've got a win on your hands.
So did I. Yeah, I thought I had a win. And I didn't like the situation with Chapman, though. These guys were fouling off a lot of pitches, Morenci. And then eventually Travis d'Arnaud. He accounted for all the runs, three home runs for four, five RBIs. The guy was a cast off from the Blue Jays, went to the Mets and finding a home with Tampa Bay.
As we're throwing it down here at the Meadowlands, one of their video screens with the racetrack is creating a very, very loud noise and hum right now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it.
I can hear myself three times in the echo, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. And everything looks good on paper until you actually do it. But yes. We're the sacrificial lamb. Like we're the guinea pigs, Cam. We're like the test model through the summer here.
Yeah, we're running on the wheel, buddy. We're the hamsters on the wheel.
Running on empty.
See, running on. Yeah, good. That's good. Yeah,
running
man,
on
a lot
empty.
Of fuel. You got morning fuel, you got afternoon fuel, and then super unleaded at night. Yeah, man, you're running a lot of fuel, buddy. You should be sponsored. Yeah,
a lot of fuel. I'm terrible for the environment.
Yes, that's so, right. You're an SUV loaded, Morenci.
Bad, yeah, SUV. Canyon Arrow.
Gosler.
I'm Canyon Arrow. Canyon Arrow. I like when Canyon Arrow runs a school bus off the road and the kids salute. Kids salute him as he runs off the road. Out of the way, Canyon Arrow. So I just heard you say Peyton Manning, most popular popular player in all of sports.
Shocking.
Peyton Manning received a 79% favorable rating from 565 avid sports fans. Evidently, 565 avid sports fans that don't recall him teabagging a chick at Tennessee.
Or they don't watch another TV. I can tell you, those insurance commercials with the country singer, I want to put my fist through the TV.
I got to tell you, if you look at Peyton Manning's track record, teabagger, steroid user, guy's pretty popular. He's untouchable. He should run for office.
You're right. He's Illuminati.
Teflon. Yeah, we'll go over the list a little bit. We'll see where the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, finished up the popularity rating.
Not very high, Gabe.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. I am Gabriel Morenci, not in Midtown Manhattan, but at the Meadowlands. And Meadowlands is hopping right now. El Dorado.
Yep. El Dorado, Canyonero. I got to ask you, Morenci, it's only day two, but how do you like being down with the action at the book, with the horse players, lots of craziness compared to home? It's got to be quite a vibe going from the studio to there, because I'm telling you, it's busy with the regular seniors on like Finger Lakes Day. I can't wait till Wednesday, Thursday when the horses really heat up. There's going to be races going on all the time. It's going to be pretty loud there, buddy.
Yes,
it's loud
already. Yes, it is. And you can't see, but they're extremely close to me as well.
I'm right here in the background. No, trust me. When you were talking last night, I'm like, what the hell's going on? Did somebody hit a pick six? Like, you could really hear how close they are to you. Well, going to be fun.
Last night, it was emptier. Last night, it was a desperate crowd. Like, there were guys, come on, come on. And then they weren't even talking after. They just sort of slumped back down in their chair.
I saw one guy
was just dropping F-bombs waiting for the bus for like 20 minutes out there by himself. Yeah. I thought he was going to rob somebody.
Horses hurt. Lose a lot. Think about horse racing, Gabe. It's one of those things. You could lose a baseball game. Horse racing goes off like 2 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever. And if you're a degenerate, I talked to a lot of people. You know, even Billy the doorman, he told me, he goes, never got in trouble with sports gambling very often. It was always the ponies that I had to like, I can't go here, can't go here. Only bring money, no cards, because horses, man, once you get hooked on it, it's a real problem. Trust me.
Yeah. It adds up. I used to go to the OTB and drink all day, all the time when I was in my 20s. And, $5, $10 a race, 12 races, it's a lot. You better be winning if you're going on a daily basis. Okay, so let's bring George Kurtz in right now, as we've got a hostile crowd out once again here today. We've got a desperate dude looking for a win. George Kurtz joins us. What's up, George?
You know, guys, I'm feeling a little hostile, too. You want to know why I'm feeling hostile? Let me tell you. You know, it's my daughter's. My youngest daughter's going to be 9 next month. So she wants a water slide for the backyard. So and maybe I'm out of touch here, guys. But
Wait. Hold on, George. She wants a water slide for the day? For her birthday, or she wants a water, like a permanent water slide in the pool type
of
thing?
No, no, you rent one. You rent one of those, you know, for the
day. Okay.
Just for the day. Just for the day. It's not even 24 hours. I'd get it for like 10, maybe if that. They pick it up at 7 o'clock at night, so I don't know.
You want us to guess how much it costs?
7 hours.
Yeah.
How much you think it costs, Cap? How much you think it costs, Cap?
Let's play the game.
Well, hold on. What kind of water slide is this? What do you mean a water slide? Yeah. Like inflatable?
Like. Yeah, I think they do it by, you know, it's inflatable. Inflatable about 60 feet, just a water slide, nothing else with the water slide. You know, 60 feet, go down.
So delivered, George? Sounds delivered? Like, what
delivered and
day?
Installed. Delivered and installed.
Yeah, they take care
of
all that.
I'm going to say $225.
I'm going to go a lot higher, and I'm going to say $1,700.
$1,700?
Holy crap, Gabe.
How about $500?
This thing made of gold? No, it was, I'd like to say it's in between what you two said, but Gabe went way over. It was $625. Okay.
That's still a lot.
Five.
$625 for a slot?
Ah,
I'm going to tell my kid, no, sorry.
That's the price of dinner in Manhattan. Come on, Kurtz. Suck it up.
It's $100 an hour.
Look at this guy. $625.
My daughter's sleeping in that thing if they put it in the day before. I'll tell you that. She's not coming out of it. Matter of fact, the whole family is staying in it. That's what's happening there. And my wife goes to me, looks like you helped the ref some more games. Thanks.
Hey, Gabe, what did we used to do for birthday parties in the day? Like, I remember one year my mom sprung at Chuck E. Cheese, like when you meet Mr. Munch and everything. That got expensive because you had the food and stuff. We used to do it cheap. Bowling alley, man. You go for a bowling alley, crush it up with the pins. Okay, kids, see ya, hot dogs.
I think I spent one of my childhood birthdays in one of those McDonald park type things at a McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. The orange drink.
Yes.
Get on the caboose with Grimace.
Yeah, Kurtz. Remember, like, birthday at McDonald's. Remember, it was like you went to the special McDonald's where they had the playground outside stuff.
Yeah, they had a caboose. Yeah, great. Great times.
Yeah. Tell your kid to suck it up. You're going to Mickey D's.
Yeah, that's expensive, Kurtz. Listen, she got to hit more winners, buddy.
Let me tell you, she does love that playground thing.
All right, $600. Yeah, I guess I was a little high at $1,700. I live in a nice neighborhood, so I was expecting, you know. It's the way you 60 feet slide, and come on, man. Is it insured?
I,
someone,
it was, what, I was thinking $300-$400.
What if, did you ask?
$300-$400.
Yeah,
$300-$400. Did you ask, like, what happens if, like, one of the neighborhood kids, like, breaks his neck or something on it? Like, you're, it's, are you, like, can they?
Good question, yeah. Gabe. You better be insured at that price.
Yeah. Do they cover the insurance?
They're insured. If not, my homeowner's insurance will take care of that anyway. So
I'd find that out,
well.
Kurtz, before I host this party, buddy.
You know, thanks. As if the money's not enough now, you're just killing me here. This is if I spent 5 hours last night building a desk.
Yeah,
you know what?
Kurtz.
Whatever you do, Kurtz.
Cheap there too. I should hire them.
Don't
do
get
it.
A trampoline. You ever see these kid parties with trampolines? It's like a restaurant.
Oh no, buddy.
I agree.
No, Gabe. I'm gonna tell you what happened. I went to camp, and I used to do the trampoline thing too. Some guy was a real hot shot. He tried to do like a move, and it ended up putting his neck right on the springs. Like, you could die on those things, man. That kid got rocked. He went to the hospital. Like, he got sliced up real good. Trampolines will kill. Don't do it, Kurtz. I like you too much. You don't want your kids getting hurt.
So
my sister-in-law has one. My kids have been on it. My daughter's asked for one. My wife and I won't do it for that reason. They're gonna. My youngest one would definitely end up in the hospital. She's nuts.
So you're gonna do it? You're paying the $600.
Yeah, you know what? And this is the funny thing. I called a couple of places. That was the cheapest. Yep. I got one was $850. I'm like, oh god, they are. This is the price range for this crap. So yes, I just did it. Like you said, I'll ref a couple of more nights or hit a couple of more minutes gambling.
Oh yeah.
But, god,
this is gonna end well, Kurtz.
Father, Kurtz.
Is he? Is he?
No, I can't, my dad wouldn't.
This has personal injury. This has personal injury all over it. He went with the cheapest people in town.
$600.
Listen, I'll be on the damn thing because I'll tell you, everybody's using this thing. I'm inviting my brother over. Get on the slide, damn. Get on the slide. Everybody goes on the slide. Mom, get on the slide.
Me and Cam are going to come over.
Get on the slide.
All right, so. How do you feel about Peyton Manning, George? Like, if I ask you, do you like Peyton Manning or do you really like Peyton Manning? Do you love Peyton Manning? On a scale of, like, let's say 1 to 10, give me, like, 6.2, like, you know, give me a point. So, like, 5.9, 8.6. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about Peyton Manning?
Oh, God, what happened today with Peyton Manning? I kind of like it. Love his commercials. They're funny. His announcing on ESPN, that thing he does, I could take or leave that. I'm not a big fan.
What?
Of
don't
that,
tell but, me you like those insurance.
You like
commercials.
Those insurance commercials with the country guy? Come on, George.
No, I mean the ones he was doing before that. Remember with the ones with
his
brother
a funny
on ESPN?
Guy.
That was funny. He
was good on Saturday Night Live where
that
he
was great.
The kids in the toilets.
That was
they
fantastic.
Gave him the remember when they had those concert toilets and Manning's just drilling kids?
That was
good. That was good.
Oh, George. Peyton Manning didn't do anything.
I'd
no, number one,
a, I'd probably give him an 8.2.
Wow, that's high.
Very high.
Okay. He's in the news because, number one, of course, Monday Night Football offered him, like, a boatload of money, like a blank check. Like, literally, like, $10 or $12 million a year or something to do Monday Night Football. And he told them, if you still offer me the job when Eli Manning is retired, I'll do it. It turns out that's the reason why he hasn't done broadcasting. He doesn't want to.
Brother.
He says that it's too close. But when he says he doesn't want to be put in a position to criticize Eli, you're basically saying that Eli's no good. And that you're going to have to criticize him.
That's the way I look at it. Right? I agree.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, Peyton Manning, George, is the most popular sports personality in all of sports. According to 565 fans, avid sports fan, and it's a pretty detailed. 79% of fans have a very favorable opinion of Peyton Manning.
Yep.
We'll take a look at this list.
Giants even on Monday Night Football this year?
I know the Jets are on week two. Taking on Odell Beckham and the Cleveland Browns. Don't the Giants play like the Cowboys in that annual Sunday game?
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Back to live action, fellas. Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage on radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're kicking it live at FanDuel. We're at the Meadowlands Racetrack. We're going to get some baseball bets. I see our boy Jordan Kovas telling us in the chat here that his kid broke his arm in one of those bouncy castle things last summer. Also death traps. I just like stressing Kurtz out and making him worry about all this stuff.
Exactly.
Are like neighborhood kids coming over, Kurtz?
Yeah, it's a 9-year-old's birthday party. There'll be a bunch. Yeah. My wife has already said, I'm inviting more kids now. I want to take you. Then she wants to take advantage of the slide, too. I'm like, this is going to be great. It's going to be a freaking wild house here. With the 17th.
Make them,
a lot of fun.
Make everybody sign a waiver when they come in.
You know, it's funny. At the hockey rink, they do that before the people.
They do.
Kids,
huh?
Adults play. But I've heard lawyers tell me that means nothing. That's to stop you from thinking about suing is what it is. Maybe people actually believe it means something, so they won't sue if something happens. But they said if you take that to court, all you can do is prove negligence, and that you can just tear that thing up. I mean, that's worthless. Yeah.
So what? When you for your hockey games, everyone signs a waiver. If I get killed on the ice, I'm not suing anybody.
Exactly. I mean, every game that you play, they have a roster there. You have to sign in. You have to sign a waiver before the season starts. I guess the waiver takes presence over the entire season. I've never read it word for word, but you know what it's going to say. Any injury, we're not responsible for. But like I said, I've heard from lawyers who say this is just it's a joke. It doesn't mean crap.
Okay, we'll just blast through the most popularity polls. Yeah, Peyton Manning's the most popular guy. And it's funny, too, because Texas Tech did this poll, and they said Manning's image is a good country boy, old-fashioned guy, who steers clear of controversy, helps make him a relatable figure. All right, he took steroids. He teabagged somebody. That's pretty controversial. I like, and he goes on to say, he doesn't talk about politics. He doesn't do anything to make him divisive. He considered running for governor of the state of Tennessee as a Republican. Like, it's just say you like the guy. But listen, Peyton Manning really should get into politics. Like, he's one of these people.
Well.
Yeah, they just like him. He's got a likable voice, face, personality. He's funny. You know what I mean? So this surprises me who's number two, the most popular guy in sport. Charles Barkley.
Barkley, yeah. Hi. That's interesting.
Oh, Barkley's funny. Tells it like it is. How do you feel about Barkley, Kurtz? You don't ever see him. You don't watch basketball.
He's a very bad golfer. Okay, I just see all the funny golfing stuff. His swing is just horrendous. I mean, I've heard Barkley doing his announcement. I think what you said is probably the most impressive thing to me is that he does say on his mind. So if I was a basketball guy, I'd appreciate that because I like that. I think announcers who just Gruden on Monday Night Football, to me, it was worthless because everybody was a superstar. I don't need to hear that. But Barkley will criticize, will be more critical. I would appreciate that.
Third most popular guy, Cam, doesn't surprise me, Al Michaels.
I like Al Michaels a lot. Yeah. You want to talk about a guy that just kind of chill, like doesn't do anything to Al Michaels is like perfect. Like he's non-offensive, good at his job, very smooth. Yeah, I'm with you. I like Al Michaels. I'll put him in the three hole. No problem.
66% favorability rating. 66% of people say they like
Al Michaels.
What do you think
about Michaels? You like Al Michaels, right?
I do. I've got... Yeah. I'm more of a Brett Musburger guy.
Yeah, I like both. I like both
of those.
You know
what I'm saying? But I've got no beef with Al Michaels. I think it's a little overrated. The people, you know, Drew, you mentioned the point spread. Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. Uh-huh. Dan Patrick is fourth. I'm a big Dan Patrick fan. I think Dan Patrick's real good. Mm-hmm. Jim Nance is fifth. Tony Romo, sixth. Tony Romo's pretty likable.
Hey. Sure is.
It's funny. I didn't like Tony Romo when he played. I thought he was overrated. But in his post-career, he's so good at broadcasting, and he comes across as a nice guy, Kurtz, Tony Romo. And I actually saw him, Cam, this weekend. I never seen someone dominate. Dude, he was up by 20 shots.
Buddy, yeah, I know. It was like oh, my God. Like, yeah, Mark Mulder's, like, wishing, like, he gets second place because Tony Romo's killing these guys now. Poor Jack Wagner. He used to be in the soaps, and he used to smoke all those turkeys and those celebrity things. Now he's praying for a top 10. Jeremy Roenick, you know, friend Jack of the network. Wagner. Top 10.
Yeah, JR played some good golf. Jack Wagner is crazy.
Yep.
He's played in all 30 tournaments.
He's 30 hardcore.
Years.
I like Jack Wagner's style.
Yeah, Tony Romo, very popular. Chris Collinsworth surprises me that he's that high. Mike Tirico, Scott Van Pelt. Adam Schefter's a tool. Ernie Johnson should be higher, like way higher. Chris Fowler, I like.
Yep. Fowler's good.
I think Chris Fowler's
great job with the tennis. Yeah. Great job with the Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah, yeah. He should be the one doing Monday Night Football, not Tessitore.
Actually, you know what? He's so underrated.
He's their best guy. He's their best guy.
Him and Chris Everett did a great job with the tennis, man. They were smoother than still. A plus.
You know,
they get an A plus.
You know, I don't like 45% favorability. I'm not a big Kirk Herbstreit fan. I'm not a big old Herbie. What does Herbie say? Ohio State's good. That's what Herbie says.
He plays to the company, though. He's one of those guys.
Yes, he's an ESPN guy. He's Rachel Nichols, I do like. I like Rachel Nichols. Joe Buck. I'm surprised Joe Buck is, I thought more people like, I'm surprised if you look at the bottom, I won't go through everyone, we can do it later. The most despised guy in all of sports, hard to agree with, Skip Bayless.
Skip's down.
It's funny.
How your Cowboys, Skip?
Yeah. Skip Bayless, 24% of people hate Skip Bayless, like feel like very disfavorable about him. This one surprises me, second most disliked, and I don't know why. Mike Breen. Mike Breen's a great broadcaster.
Mike Breen
doesn't even have an opinion on it. He doesn't have an opinion. He's a play-by-play guy. Stephen A. Smith, that doesn't surprise me. He's third at the bottom. Colin Cowherd, Paul Feinbaum, Dan Le Batard, Bill Simmons, Peter King, Mike Florio, Tony Cornhole. Reese Davis. Reese Davis is annoying. Yeah, but Tony Romo, I'm going to tell you, this guy really can golf. Like, if he only concentrated on golf, like, I think he could
be
a pro golfer.
How like, the thing is, if the senior tour is one of those things, you're 50, right? Like, if they had, like, a 40, like, Tony Romo is so close to being, it's one of those things, Abe, that's where you know the difference between a pro and a guy that can fleece guys in cash games. The one thing is the difference, the consistency, and one thing, bunker play. You have to look a lot of the time, like, watch pros. They'll have a fried in and a bunker and get it within like 5-6 feet. Most guys will skull at the other side. Like, I watch Romo consistently play. Like, he drives the ball hard. He's got great iron play. You're right. He's very close. Like, if he shaved like 6 to 7 strokes off his game, which is very difficult to do at this point, yeah, he could start making some real money. But he's already rich.
George, both me and Cam last night had a piece of the New York Yankees. Really stressful game. They were down 2-1 all game. They were down 2-1. They only had 3 hits. They finally break through. They tie the baseball game. Then they take a 4-2 lead, only to lose with 2 out in the 9th inning with a dude that becomes the first catcher in the history of New York Yankee baseball to hit 3 home runs against them in a single game. A catcher never hit 3 home runs in one game against them. Travis Dart, no! Dart, nope! actually killed us last night. Yeah, pretty brutal last night. Rough loss last night, George, for the Yankees. How do you think they bounce back tonight?
Well, rough with the Yankees was good for me, actually. I had money on Tampa Bay. Told you, Cam. Yankees weren't scoring runs. Yankees not scoring runs. What do they got?
You didn't expect Chad to give up a 3-run bomb there, George. Come on.
You bet against your Yankees.
No, I did. I'll take the luck that came with it. But I
won't. That's surprising.
About the only thing
you bet against the Yankees?
He does, Gabe. Every weekend, once in a while, George will bet against them. He will.
But you won't bet against your Cowboys?
I generally don't. I don't like betting the Cowboys, period, one way or the other. Football gets me too emotional. I'm not thinking straight in those games. So, but baseball is pure and simple. The Yankees have not hit really since the Tampa Bay series before the break. They beat up on the Tampa Bay bullpen in that series in Tampa. And then they were ice cold against Morton and Snell in the last two games. They only scored three runs. And then Toronto, yeah, they won two out of three, but their offense wasn't there. It just wasn't there at all. Once again, Tampa, I expect the same thing last night against Snell. He was very good last week. I thought he dominated again last night. He did. The Yankees got him out of there early, which was the game plan, get to that bullpen. Even though Tampa Bay has a great bullpen, the Yankee offense has hit that bullpen pretty much all season long here. But I liked Snell last night, and I had no idea what Paxton would do, who ended up pitching great. And Chapman, by the way, how about not throw the soft off-speed slider to the guy who's been hitting the ball to his short porch all game long? As a Yankee fan, that was frustrating. The first pitch he threw to DeArnold was a fastball, and it hit the catcher's glove, and then he swung. You might want to try throwing that again. He could not catch up to that fastball.
Yeah, I don't know. If you could throw the ball 101 miles an hour. Yeah, just, yeah.
He was fouling off balls and stuff. It's just,
don't lose your second world, your second best pitch, man. Lose your best pitch.
He's one of those guys, when you got 100 mile an hour stuff, he's just cocky about it. You know what I mean? Like, he's just one of those guys, like, sometimes, and the sequence, when a guy's ticking and tick, tick, foul, tick, 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 like, it was what, like a 12 pitch at bat or something, like, Darnold wouldn't go away. And then he serves him up some cheese. Like, Chapman's a weird guy. Like, he's so dominant, but, man, sometimes he's got a 10-cent head. That was stupid. Anyway, it cost us a lot
Sabathia.
Of money. I'm still pissed. Yep.
CC Sabathia on the hill here tonight. Minus 160, Stanek, air quote, starts for the Rays. The Yankees have actually hit Stanek pretty hard in limited exposure so far this year. I got burnt last night laying the price. I'm not ready to go back here tonight. The Rays are a good team. You know, the Rays are a good team. And as George alluded to, the New York Yankees continue to struggle to hit the baseball. And in fact, guys, this is six straight unders, George. The under is 6-0 in the Yankees' last six games. And we got a 10.5 on the board here tonight.
And also, by the way, CeCe's going to give up runs tonight. He's going to give up runs. The Yankees may have trouble making up for what he gives up. I like the Rays again tonight, but I don't think I'm going to bet it. I might take the under, however.
All right, we'll get George Kurtz's baseball plays of the night. We'll talk a little fantasy football on the other side as well. Game time decisions.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wager account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. You'll receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you are in control. Go to FanDuel.com, open up an account, and claim your free wager up to $500 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and older only. New Jersey only. Eligible restrictions apply. See website for details.
And we are live at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now at the Meadowlands Race Track. I am Gable Renzi, throwing it down to Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. George Kurtz joining us right now. Ricky Sanders will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk some Major League Baseball from a DFS perspective. But Ricky's so smart, it's good to combine sort of who he likes from a DFS perspective and then translate that into to a betting perspective. Now, I want to get to some fantasy football with you, Kurtz. I wanted to throw a couple of questions at you. But before we do, what do you think about the baseball board here tonight? Washington and Baltimore. Washington and Baltimore is an interesting little series. Going on some interleague play between rivals, geographical rivals, and the Washington Nationals have absolutely owned these guys. Cam, of course, we talked about it earlier. Speaking of the Orioles, Cashner makes his Boston Red Sox debut tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays as well.
Yeah.
I think tonight's a tough slate, though.
It is. You got to like Boston though. What's Wagus Pack bringing to the table for the Jays? Like, well, how long is he going to go? A couple innings, and they got into the bullpen yesterday, right? That was a crazy game. Kurt.
I like Boston's a parlay for me.
What All right, like? So what? Yeah, what's the place, guys? Okay, put it on the tee for you. You both got it. Cam goes, yeah, I don't know. And now Kurt, yeah.
Well, I thought Kurt's was going. I got a couple picks for him. I'll let George.
No,
I'll let
you
George
can get the
up.
Picks
He's
later. I asked Kurt. Yeah, we're on till 7.
All right.
That's what I said.
I got the Dodgers and Boston to parlay. I kind of like Buehler going. I got Velasquez today, and I'll take the Red Sox against the Blue Jays pretty much any day. Other than that, I'm going to have a couple of small bets here. I'm getting plus money with the Braves. I know it's Woodruff pitching against Wilson, but I'm going to take – I got plus 160. I can't pass that up. So I'm going to take a shot at that, even though I love Woodruff. I think he's the best pitcher the Brewers have. The White Sox with Dylan Cease going today. A little dangerous trusting a rookie, but I kind of like the guy and I want to watch the game. So it'll be a small bet, but I'm going to have him going. I'm getting minus 120. Good thing plus 120 on the run line too. So for 20 cents, I might take a chance the White Sox could win by two. And I'm going to go with Lance Lynn as well in the Texas Rangers. I'd like to parlay that with something, but I can't find another game I like right now. But I'll take Lance Lynn at home against the Diamondbacks and Mr. Young, who has pitched well. But Lynn has just been – no one – I know you guys have talked about it, but very few have talked about him. He's right there, or getting really close to being in Cy Young contention this year.
Yeah, and once again, we have a pretty high total with Lance Lynn on the hill, considering how well he's pitched. The over-under is 10 runs in this baseball game. Right now, the Rangers are minus 168. Young has pitched well. I'll be playing the under of this game. There's a tendency to people wanting to play Major League Baseball overs that you hear about all the home runs, but Lance Lynn has been freaking money. It's just been consistent, two runs or less basically on every start. And as you mentioned, Young's been pitching pretty well too. I like the under 10 in this baseball game.
I think I probably lean that. I'm not going to bet it because I don't think I've given Lance Lynn his due either, and the one night I do, it'll be the one night he gets hit. So I am not going to bet it. How do you feel about the 14.5 in Colorado? That's an incredibly high number, but they've been destroying that number of late.
Well, they put up 21 runs the first game in the doubleheader yesterday.
And they put up three in the final. They're
sort of all over.
2-1. Yeah, they are all over the place. I don't know, man. 14.5, Pomeranz and Lambert. I kind of want to go under. I'm not sure if I trust these guys to get 15, but I'm going to pass on that game. But I would take the under first.
I think San Francisco is probably the play there. San Francisco, they're red hot right now. They're underdogs. There's no reason to get in front of them. You know, they swept the doubleheader yesterday. All right, George. So what's your baseball picks here? And then we'll get on to the fantasy football. We kind of hit the wall here with the picks. Like,
I'm going with the parlay, Dodgers and Boston. I might bet Tampa Bay today, but Stanek is just opening, and the second reliever is someone – the Yankees haven't seen him, but he's not all that great either. So I think the Yankees maybe break out of that offensive slump tonight. So I'm not going to take the Yankees. I'm going to take my dog tonight, be the Braves. Plus 155. I can't pass it up. Give me the Rangers. I got minus 160. And I'm going to take the Chicago White Sox plus 120.
I like the White Sox too, George. I also like Texas with Lance Lynn. That's good. And something crazy, guys, take a look at the line movement in the Padres-Miami game, Gabe. I told you I was taking Yamamoto. I got him at plus 115 in the morning. It's a pickup now. People are taking Miami. That's very interesting. Kind of like going, whoa. You know, I thought the line would go the other way.
I will not be one of them. Just because I'm not taking San Diego either.
Yeah.
San Diego and Miami just feels like a pass type of game.
It feels like
I get where you're going.
I'm not taking it.
I'm getting involved. Hey, I bet on the Yankees last night. They let me down. I might as well actually go on some. You know, whatever. I'm on Miami, but they were dogs when I got them.
Sounds like your big card Cam once again here tonight.
Actually, small card. Last night that Yankee game, the thing is, I don't want to stress this enough. It was connected to so many things because we had the Dodgers, the under in the game. These were big parlays. Like it was a game changer, man. Like I hate Chapman now. I don't know if I could forgive him for a while. Like. Usually he lights out, but when we bet him, the guy throws up a three-run jack. It's just so annoying. I'm still like, it's really frustrating financially. But anyway,
he was great in the All-Star game, but he has struggled for the Yankees for about a month now.
Yeah, it's concerning, George. Very concerning.
Like I said, guys, six straight six straight Yankee games to the under, 6-0 to the under in their last six.
They're not hitting. Not hitting.
Total is 10.5 for this game here tonight. All right, so me and Cam will get back to the baseball. So, Kurtz, college football starts August 24th, and I know now that the NFL regular season 51 days away. So it's right around the corner. Fantasy football drafts are already starting to happen. They'll be happening more and more over the next couple of weeks and upcoming month, obviously. Do you have a different strategy for different leagues? And I'm not just talking about different formats, or are you locked in with, you know what, do you draft wide receivers first? Do you go with the running back and then the wide receivers? If you remember a couple of years ago, it was very trendy for people to take two wide receivers and then start to look for running backs after the fact. I see a lot of mock drafts and a lot of analysis in which people always say now, normally I don't take cornerbacks in the third or fourth round, but this year is different. And it seems like a lot of people are taking cornerbacks pretty high as well. So what's some fantasy football strategy you can share with us here, George?
All right, in your basic leagues, you know, your PPR one quarterback leagues, my strategy is pretty simple. In the first round, I'm not going to get too cute. I'm going to take the best available player at whatever pick I go. If I know I go fifth, I'm going to have top five players listed, and I'm taking whatever the highest player on that list that comes available at five. If I'm 11th, same thing. That's how I approach that. So I don't necessarily go running back, wide receiver. You know, I'm taking whatever the best player is available in round one. I assume that's going to be a running back, Gabe, because I want a running back. But it happens to be where I got the, 10th pick and 7, 8 running backs already went off the board. Okay, then I might get Devontae Adams. I might get DeAndre Hopkins. And I'll pick, you know, Dalvin Cook, a Joe Mixon type, at the top of round two. I can almost guarantee you I will have a running back with one of my first two picks. I might have two running backs. But it's highly unlikely I'm going to zero running back strategy, which you were sort of hinting at there, by going wide receiver. That's not to say a draft can't end up that way, but I never plan on it going that way. It's dangerous, and it's a strategy that I'm not so sure truly can work here. As for the quarterback, I am one of those people who will not take a quarterback until late. I will have no shares of Pat Mahomes in one quarterback leagues or Deshaun Watts or anything like that, because I'm not even thinking about a quarterback until round 8, round 9. The only exception would be the ADP of Mahomes is about round 3. That's where he's going. If round 5, I'm playing with 11 other people who think just like me, and he's there, well, then the value is there. So then I just might take a Pat Mahomes then, because he slipped two rounds. Value's there. So I don't think he'll be there.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
No,
I don't think he'll be there anywhere.
I'd be shocked.
Thing is, Mahomes averages 26 fantasy points a game. You know, he averages 26 fantasy points a game, which is a lot of points, Cam. I know you're more of a late quarterback guy as well, but are you gonna pull the trigger? Like, people are taking Mahomes in the third round, and then it starts a panic, and then people start pulling the trigger, and they take like Andrew Luck after, you know, who's a very popular pick as well. I'm more of a late quarterback guy as well.
Me too.
I've done it before. I've reached a bit for quarterbacks here and there, and I've generally regretted it after the fact.
I'm going to tell you, Gabe, I'm not going to reach for anybody. If Mahomes is available that late, I will take them. I have him in my keeper league when I bought him for $7 when he came out of Texas Tech. So my one high cash league, he is my quarterback. I'm telling you, the guy I'm waiting on is Jameis Winston. There's a lot of things. I know Tampa Bay might not win a lot of games this year. I think I've already bet him to throw the most yards in the NFC. Already, I talked about it with George on the weekend. I'm getting incredible numbers, and I think they're a team that plays from behind a lot. I think Winston puts up huge numbers in Arian's system, and I'll get him late.
I can't disagree. I don't think I can't come up with a lot of reasons against this. The thing I like about Winston, you mentioned it, they should be playing from behind a bit. You know what? They have a decent roster, actually, but similar to the Raiders, they have to play on the road for two freaking months. So that puts him in a really tough spot. The one thing I'll say about Jameis Winston is at least he's playing for a contract. He's playing like he's a free agent after this. He needs to be in shape. He needs to play well, that. Right?
I love that, Gabe. That playing for a contract, look at sports history. You could go look through it's the tried, tested, and true formula. You're playing for a contract. You go balls deep. You go balls to the wall. you have a huge year, get that contract, and then afterwards you worry. There's a lot of things to like about Jameis Winston this year.
What do you think, George?
Oh, in both my home leagues, I have Winston as keeper in the 8th and 9th round, I think it is, and I'm gladly keeping him. I agree. We've heard Bruce Arians over the years. He doesn't mind interceptions because he believes you need to take chance in the passing game, which means you need to throw the ball deep. Evans, Godwin, O.J. Howard is a good receiving core there, Howard being the tight end. I like Winston a lot this year as well. He may still suck as an NFL quarterback. He may throw more interceptions than we like, but I think fantasy-wise, he's going to put up monster numbers.
The thing is, I don't think – I think he's a lot trendier than you think, Cam. I think there'll be other people that are going to be thinking the same thing as you.
He's top 12
now. You might be right.
He's top 12, guys.
Yeah, it's –
so in ADP, he's top 12.
That's frustrating, yeah.
How do you feel about Kyler Murray, George?
You know, in a one quarterback league, I'm not going to see the need to take a chance. I mean, I'm a very conservative drafter. There are so many good quarterbacks. I mean, Kirk Cousins' ADP right now is the 19th quarterback taken. Are you kidding me? I would take Kirk Cousins in all of my teams. He threw 30 touchdown passes last year. Good yard. There's no reason I think he can't.
Kyler Murray, though. Kyler Murray could put up some sick numbers.
And he could suck as a rookie. You know, because it takes some time to read defenses and figure everything else out. And
you'll get a lot on it with his
Cardinals.
Allen
the Cardinals aren't loaded with a great offensive line or great offensive talent here. In a one quarterback league, I would be shocked if I ended up with Murray on any of my teams.
What do you think, Cam, of rolling the dice with Kyler Murray?
It's one of those guys. I think he'll be available on the waiver wire in my league. But Gabe, to Josh Allen, when we saw him, we didn't know it. We know Kyler Murray runs at Oklahoma. We didn't know Allen was that type of runner when he went to Wyoming. He is going to run a lot this year. And once he gets out the open, he's gone.
All right, George Kurtz. Thanks, George.
Have a good one, George.
Anytime, guys. Good luck tonight.
Hey, for that water slide.
Yeah.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
That's George Kurtz going on for the full to the end. See how that already went. Kids apart. Rick Danson gets bumping in and joined. Take a look at the baseball board from DFS perspective. I mean, Cam, we're going to run through all the baseball games on the board here tonight. Kai Carterton, once again, we're looking at some chalk. Flea Cleveland had last, but it's a nightly question. It's basically, do you take the Los Angeles Dodgers again? And you know, they just keep winning on a nightly basis.
I'm kind of one of those big teams I don't think wins tonight. Do we want to go back with Cleveland? Like, Detroit sucks, but I'm scared. Like, look at they're minus 225. Well, you know, come on, Plesak?
No,
like, give me
I'm
a
not
break.
Taking
like,
them.
That's the thing. That's I'm not taking them either. I'm just going to bet more games that are closer to pick them and low juice tonight. My highest bet's probably going to be Lance Lynn at 60 cents. Other than that, I'm going to be playing around 20, 30 cents, a couple small dogs. I'm not dicking around. I actually practice what I preach. I don't want to take these big parlays with these favorites anymore. One's going to screw you. Not interested.
Yeah, I know, but if you're only taking these games in a pick 'em range, those are difficult games as well, obviously. That's why they're in the pick 'em
range. I'm not
saying,
hey, I wish there was something else, but it's baseball, buddy. Golf's a little bit later on in the week. We're going to bet something tonight. There's about four or five baseball games I like, but I think it's a very tough card, actually. Like, even the favorites to me don't really jump out. We got, we had the Dodgers yesterday, Cleveland and parlays. Yankees didn't come through, some of these big favorites scare me.
What about the other dogs?
I don't want to take Detroit at plus 220. They're a hard team to trust. The Blue Jays know they're a huge underdog.
The underdogs scare you too. Sounds like you're a little rattled and scared overall.
That's a fair assessment. I can't lie at all. I think a lot of things are scary. It's a scary world, Gabe. I know a lot of people are just going to take Atlanta and stuff like that. It looks like a nice price, but Woodruff's a good pitcher. Like, it's a tough card tonight.
Yeah, if you're scared, go to church.
Yeah, I do. Time to go to church.
Oakland A's minus 178 tonight against the Seattle, who are not a very good road team.
Heck,
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Who's guys?
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Hey, thank you very much, Yank. Cam Stewart, your fantasy sports news update. We had the Ben Simmons signing tomorrow, and it turns out he might even get more money with the way the contract is structured. Ben Simmons' new five-year, $170 million contract extension features a 15% trade kicker and no final-year option. This, according to ESPN, Simmons is going to make more money if he's an all-star this year, and the trade kicker represents extra dough he can receive if he's traded during the life of the contract. Anthony Davis had a trade kicker but reportedly waived it when he was recently dealt to the L.A. Lakers from the Pelicans. Simmons' deal places starts in 2020-2021 with the first-year value set at a sum of $29.2 million. Wow, that is a lot of money. In his second year, he averaged close to 16 points a game with over 8 assist numbers. Very similar in the sophomore year with the Philadelphia 76ers, but despite that lack of production, Simmons not very good from three-point land. The 22-year-old has yet to hit from deep over the last 2 years, making only 6 shot attempts last year from beyond the arc, $29.2 million for that. Hey, man, that's a lot of money. That's the NBA. The New York Knicks signed Reggie Bullock to a 2-year deal after reworking their previous arrangement due to unforeseen health issues. This, according to Bullock's agent, David Bowman. Bullock and the New York Knicks previously agreed on a 2-year, $21 million pack, but under the new contract, it's worth less than the $4.7 million exception that New York had available. It's unclear the total bill of health, but Bullock, he missed 8 games down the stretch with plantar fasciitis in his right foot. That's a lingering injury. The 28-year-old swingman averaged over 11 points, 11.3 a game, 2.7 boards, and 2 assists when he split time between Detroit and the L.A. Lakers. Broncos quarterback Drew Locke has yet to sign his rookie deal. Negotiations with the second-round pick out of Missouri have hit a wall as well. This according to Mike Kliss from News 9 Denver. The only other Broncos unsigned rookie, Dalton Risner, he agreed to a 4-year, $7 million deal with the Broncos today. Denver selected Risner, projected to start at left guard with the 41st pick in the NFL draft, and then the team traded up to get Locke right after him at number 42. Broncos GM John Elway says veteran Joe Flacco is easily the team's starting quarterback. He has a lockdown on the job, and he says Locke, the other quarterback, has a lot of work to do. Peyton Manning, loved on and off the field, it seems, by sports fans everywhere. The former quarterback deemed as the most popular in sports poll conducted by Morning Consult. He received the highest favorable rating at 79% from 565 self-described avid sports junkies who voted in the survey. Tony Romo also landed in the top 10 with a nice 69% favorable rating. Skip Bayless on the other side of the poll, dead last place for popularity. In the NHL, lots of moves today. The Chicago Blackhawks have traded forward Artem Anisimov to the Ottawa Senators for forward Zach Smith. Anisimov, an 11-year vet, spent the last 4 seasons with Chicago. He carries a $4.5 million cap hit over each of the last 2 years. 15 goals last season, but before that, he had 3 straight years of 20 goals plus. Smith, also 31 years old, had 28 points in 70 games with the Ottawa Senators last year. He has 2 years left on his deal, but a little bit cheaper at $3.2 million. That's his cap hit. The Washington Capitals this afternoon inking Joseph Varane on a 2-year, $6.7 million deal. Seems like good value. He's coming off career highs with 24 goals and had 47 points in 82 games with the Caps. Now a top 6 forward, so a good signing by Washington there. The Minnesota Wild inking restricted free agent forward Ryan Donato to a 2-year deal worth $3.8 million. Donato traded from the Boston Bruins last season. He had 16 points in 22 games with the Minnesota Wild. Oilers penning winger Josh Archibald to a 1-year contract. The 22-year-old put up 22 points in 68 games with the Arizona Coyotes last year. The Kings, hello, they've inked goaltender Cal Peterson to a 3-year extension worth over $858,000 per season. 24-year-old's number is actually very, very good. He posted a solid 924 save percentage in 11 games with the LA Kings and the MLB Milwaukee Brewers. They've joined the race to acquire Arizona Diamondbacks lefty Robbie Ray. Reports indicate the Phillies, Astros, and Yanks all emerged as the suitor for the 27-year-old. Ray, a former All-Star, second in Ks in the National League with 145, a 3.81 ERA, and 20 starts as well. big MLB board. Me and Gabe will go through all the action tonight, including the Dodgers and Philly, Tampa Bay and the Yankees, and a whole lot more. Lots of big chalk out there, so we will go through the whole betting baseball board. I'm Cam Stewart. It's Hour 2. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. Ricky Sanders on the radar. We'll break down some MLB DFS and talk to Ricky about some other games. Hopefully, he'll help us win some money. Red Heat and Rage, Hour 2, coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, thank you very much, Yank. Game time decision. Ready for HR Radio Level 2. I'm Gabe Morency at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands Racetrack. Throwing it down with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, Ricky Sanders will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll talk Major League Baseball from a DFS perspective. We'll also run through the game from a betting perspective as well. We've got baseball tonight. The NBA Summer League is done. We've got CFL football on Thursday. And we're a couple of weeks away from the start of the National Football League preseason. We've got baseball for the next couple of nights. And I should say, actually, golf starts in the overnight hours tomorrow night, Cam.
Yeah, it's true. I've already got a six-pack ready, Gabe, but we'll have more picks tomorrow. If you want to put in those lineups for DFS at FanDuel and DraftKings, the tournaments, I've already looked them over. You got to get your lineups in by 1:30 in the morning. So basically Wednesday night into early Thursday morning because of the five-hour difference in Ireland to the United States and Canada there. So, yeah, things start early, buddy. And I've noticed the odds, too, creeping up a little bit on some books. I saw Rory McIlroy as low as 6. I'm seeing him at 7 or 8. So it seems like the odds are widening a bit. Wide open tournament, so many guys can win. And in this type of tournament where you don't need total length, it brings all types of golfers in, you know, good wind players. You don't necessarily have to murder the ball, though it helps to have the extra distance, especially when the wind pops up. But I could really think of legitimately like 20 to 40 guys that can win at this tournament, whereas before you'd think maybe like 5 to 10 with Tiger in his prime, right? So it's going to be interesting.
But over the years, the British Open generally has been big-time players, right? Big-name players, yep, for the most, yep, part.
Usually. Like, yeah. Gone are the days of Todd Hamilton, like when he won at 1,000-1. It was very, very rare. Yes, if you really look at it, Francesco Molinari last year, Tiger Woods, his dominance. Hell, even Ernie Els, Phil Mickels, Henrik Stenson. You know, those are, yeah, it'll be hard for a guy. Like, you'll probably know the winner of the tournament. I don't think anybody probably over, you know, 80-1 would win. But, hey, crazier things have happened. But I'm with you. I think a big name wins this week.
You know, I don't know if you saw the story earlier. I saw it online a couple hours ago. I want to get to it and get your opinion on this. I don't know if you saw Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods said that he sent Brooks Koepka a text.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're joking about it. I watched it on Golf Channel. Yeah,
yeah, it was after Koepka won the major there, and he sent him a text. He's like, hey, congratulations. You're playing great golf. Would it be cool if I come and hung with you? We played, you know, next time you go on, next time you play, can I come and play with you? And Brooks Koepka did not return the text. I guess they call it he ghosted him, as the kids now say.
I like it. I like
and
it.
And so they asked Brooks Koepka about this today. And Koepka said, I don't practice. He literally. Now, I don't believe that, right? And he does
practice.
He said that he practices a bit before majors. But he said the only time I play golf, but you know what, Cam? I like where he was going with this. You and I talked about this.
Too.
Everyone else, Tiger, it's so great you won.
No.
Tiger's trying to play Brooks Koepka. Koepka's smart enough to know. I'm not sharing jack nothing. No secrets,
no tips, nothing with Tiger.
Tiger's you just like kind of come in. Exactly. We'll get your take on this a little bit later, too. We'll get back to this.
I got a lot to say.
Just like Steph Curry coming back to Toronto. Hey, I love Toronto, everybody. Yeah, we're on to you, Curry.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Oh, King had a perfect game, boy. It's gone. As we're waiting to get Ricky. That's a baseball ball.
It's okay. We can get to our final. Thought about what you were saying. I know the Wi-Fi kicked there. When you were talking. Here's the thing. I agree with you 100%. And that's the thing about Tiger Woods. Not only did he do it in such a perfect way at the press conference. First of all, Tiger Woods tells people nothing. So think about this. Brilliant move by him to put it in the form of a joke, to get everybody on his side telling the story, kind of like, hey, you know, I called Kapka and I did this, but I'm with you, Gabe. Everybody wants to bow down to guys today. I don't mind them talking to each other or me and you as friends. I'd congratulate you if you won on tour. But guys got to have this, like, me, jolly shucks, we're all a clique stuff. You got to go out and still compete. I think that's the problem with Fowler and part of the get-along gang there. You know what I mean? After a while, you got to be a man and just man up and say, you know what? I'm going to take this damn tournament. Tiger Woods feels not like he'll get along with guys, but when it push comes to shove, he's the most competitive guy out there. And Koepka, he has the same mindset. He's not giving him an inch. He doesn't want to play a practice round with him. I have no problem with it.
The get along gang. I like that. Exactly. Like Ricky Fowler said, how happy he was for Tiger Woods and how privileged he was just to be there to watch him win the Masters. It's like, hey, bro, how about you be privileged that you win the Masters?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, giving Tiger accolade. Hey, let's bring Ricky Sanders in. And, Ricky, you know what? Last week I was stupid. I bet on the National League and, considering the American League and won six straight. But I knew I was toast early. If you recall, guys, Verlander normally throws, like, 91, 92 in the regular season. Verlander was throwing 97, 98 at the All-Star game last week, Ricky. And Freddie Freeman's joking around with him, and Verlander's just throwing bullets. It was like, yeah, I'm on the wrong side here. I'm on the wrong side early. What's going on, Ricky Sanders? How you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm definitely a big self-hating National League fan, being that, you know, I've grown up around the Cubs. But at least I'm aware of how bad the league is, and I think I would have been on the other side of that one. So, no offense to you. I mean, I understand taking a shot. Underdogs are definitely worth taking sometimes, but the American League's just flat out better. Let's be honest.
Is it though? You know what I mean? I still stand by National League baseball. Listen, y'all, can we say that the American League is much better because of the All-Star game dominance? I don't think so. But what's interleague play so far this year? Because Cam, I know off the top of my head, remember, it used to be dominant. Basically, the American League used to dominate this. They don't seem to dominate anymore. That dominance is sort of gone. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I actually, and we had a lot of good cappers, you know, even Kurtz, too. We were all on the National League there. And, yeah, it was just one of those things, Gabe. I expected them to hit a lot more, and I didn't expect them to wait to get bases on until they met Brad Hand, and things got really interesting at the end of the game. But, hey, pitching on both sides was really, really good. It's just the American League did a little bit more. The Joey Gallo home run. I think when push comes to shove with the bombs, there's a lot of guys in the American League that could do it. But, no, I really like the National League. I like their lineup. You know, you had Acuna Jr. hitting in the nine spot there, Ricky. Like, it was damn good if they were going to win this year. But it's just something about the American League. They always get up for it.
All right, so listen, guys. I've got some numbers here for this year for interleague play. This is up to date as of Monday. The American League is 160 and 140. So they played 300 interleague games as of Monday, July 15th, yesterday. And it was 160 to 40. Yet last year,
pretty close.
Last year, the National League won 157 to 143. So, you know, take it for what it's worth, right? I mean, there has been a little decline in the all-out interleague dominance of the American League. But nevertheless, Ricky, let's talk baseball. And I want to take your brilliant DFS mind and apply it to some best bets here tonight. I'm looking at the optimizer here this evening, and there's quite a few Washington National bats that are in play tonight. Nationals have historically beat up on the Baltimore Orioles. What's your take on that that baseball game? And if you're looking to stack for you DFS players out there, if people are looking at an offensive stack, who are we looking at tonight?
Yeah, so the Nationals and basically any team until future notice is in a great spot when they're playing Baltimore because that bullpen is so horrific. I mean, when you got guys like Dan Straley coming out of there who just gives up bombs. We saw Gabriel and Noah, you know, double-digit hits the other day out of the bullpen, and that's after Asher Wojciechowski, who is very home run prone, playing in Baltimore, which is a very good hitting environment. The only things you got working against you tonight if you're stacking the Nationals are, one, there's supposed to be some rain early in the game that they – it looks like they could even play through it, which is obviously not great for hitting. And the other thing is that I think they're going to be the highest owned stack of the night, like even higher than Coors Field tonight. That being said, I think Juan Soto is – one of the best plays, if not the best play on the entire slate. I mean, this kid is just so unbelievably good for his point, you know, where he's at in his career. And you've got a guy giving up bombs. You got a mostly right-handed bullpen behind it who all give up bombs. It's just a really great spot for him. If you're not looking there, tonight is a really strange one where you've got basically every team with an implied total of like 3.8 or higher. And you have a lot of mediocre pitchers. Like, our model basically has three positive value pitchers across the industry, and there's one that it really likes, which is Brandon Woodruff. And it's because you look at him and you look at, like, Walker Buehler, and you look at their numbers this year. If you were doing a player A versus player B, they almost would be indistinguishable. Like, that's how good he's been. And I know the Atlanta Braves are not an ideal matchup, but Brandon Woodruff has held opponents, especially righties. Let's talk righties. To a slate low, I mean – a 2.13 FIP this year, a 2.33 WOBA, a 29% K rate. He's just been unbelievable. So you look at Atlanta, I know Markakis, decent hitter, Ozzy Albies, decent hitter, but really it's Freddie Freeman to worry about if you can shut down the right-handers. So Woodruff is like the only pitcher that we are incredibly interested in, you know, having heavy ownership tonight if you're going, you know, mass multi-entry. And you asked me about stacks. There's a lot to like. I mean, Coors is, of course, in play again. I think the Giants are actually in a pretty good spot and may come at slightly lower ownership. But if you're looking for, like, an off-the-rails stack, and, of course, I'm not talking about the Dodgers because they smashed yesterday, I kind of like this Cardinals team. I don't think there's going to be anyone on this team. You just got Matt Carpenter sent to the IL. But, you know, I think we're talking about 2% ownership here against Dario Agrizel, who is not a great pitcher in my book. And over a 5 implied run total, Paul Goldschmidt and Tyler O'Neill have been extremely hot. Edmund in the leadoff spot's extremely affordable. I think if you were really looking for a diamond in the rough offense, there's going to be no one on this team, and I don't really see why. I think it's a pretty good spot for the Cardinals.
It's a good call, Ricky. I actually like, you know, Gabe, I was thinking about actually doing a Milwaukee-St. Louis parlay, but Milwaukee's really been, you know, killing, burning money from a betting favorite, and they're favored with Woodruff tonight. And Woodruff's a really cheap option, Ricky. I like where you're going with that. He's actually one of the cheaper pitchers, $8,700 on DraftKings. That's nice. Lance Lynn, $11,200, Ricky. The strikeouts are there. Texas, you know about that ballpark, though, but, man, this guy's been on fire. Look
how
at the K's, too.
How come no love for Lynn? Yeah, no love for Lynn with the computer here. Is it just, is it the price, Ricky?
He's expensive. Ooh.
Yeah, it's a combination of things. So our model takes the long look at a pitcher, and there's just been so many years of mediocrity that it may not have picked up on the fact that there's a little bit of a new Lance Lynn this year who's thrown his cutter a lot more to to left-handed hitters, which has made him just a better overall pitcher. Since May 10th, there's 8 pitchers with a higher K per nine in baseball than Lance Lynn. So if you want to go ahead in our model and boost him, I think it makes sense. But it's basically combining the sample this year, you know, which with every start, it's moving him up a little bit in terms of his baselines. But because there is so much other Lance Lynn, you know, the Lance Lynn we've seen for years, that's what's holding him back at the price point. I think he's a fine play. I think if you find a pitcher you like on this slate, you can go ahead and roll with them. I think if you're looking on FanDuel to be different, Dylan Cease is my guy. I think this is a really good matchup for Dylan Cease. He just happens to be really expensive on DraftKings. But this has been like a double-digit walk rate kind of guy in the minors. And the Royals don't walk. They are not patient. They have the fourth lowest walk rate in all of baseball, the second lowest in the American League, behind only the White Sox, which Dylan Cease pitches for. So literally, it's the least patient team that he could possibly face.
Hang in here if you can, Ricky. We'll take a quick break, and I just want to get your take on the Mets and the Twins game. But we'll get you out of here. Ricky Sanders, Daily Roto with it.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions. Ready Bridge, our radio continues. Fantasy Sports, our radio network. Tune in, iHeart, SportsGrid.com, everything else in between. I'm Arenci, throwing it down to FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands. We've got to get Ricky Sanders up here sometime this football season. So before we get Ricky out of here, New York Mets, Wheeler was supposed to be going, but Mats is in here tonight, takes on Panetta for the Minnesota Twins, Ricky. And looking at Panetta's numbers, giving up only one run, exactly one run, in four of his last five starts. 17 strikeouts in 12 innings work. Robbie Cano is actually on a little bit of a hitting streak right now. 7-17 with two home runs and a double during a four-game hit streak. But Cano is actually killing it right now during his 11-game win streak. I'm looking at the Twins on their home field here tonight to win this baseball game. But what's your take on this one from a DFS perspective?
Yeah, I mean, that Pineda velocity has been back up as of late. He had a weird start against the Royals where he was under 92 miles an hour, and you thought that there might be an issue. He started the season around 91 miles an hour, and the last few he's been back up over 94. The only caution I have with betting the Twins tonight is, well, I guess it's with multiple cautions now, is Eddie Rosario was just placed on the injured list. And I also saw that Mitch Garver, one of their best hitters against left-handers, not in the lineup tonight. But obviously, I mean, this is a team with tons and tons of options. That's the thing with the Minnesota Twins, is just because one guy is out, that doesn't necessarily mean that we are, you know, freaking out. You mentioned Miguel Sano has been smashing the ball. Actually, Byron Buxton was placed on the IL as well. So the Twins have some injury issues right now, and they have some lineup issues. You look at the lineup they rolled out. Jonathan Scope is a cheap guy across the industry. I just think because you got their Rosario was activated from the IL. I think I said it the other way. So Rosario's back. That's a positive, but there are two negatives. It's just this is like the third or fourth best lineup they could give you. There's some lefties here against Steven Matz. You know you'd prefer a mostly right-handed lineup. Jorge Polanco, this is not his better side of the plate historically. I don't know. I don't think I have a strong take on this game. There are some other games like the Cardinals that I feel really good about. But because this lineup is quite left-handed and you have guys towards the top that I'm not in love with, I could go either way on this game. I hate to kind of punt it like that. I just have stronger takes on the game.
No, you're not punting it. Now you got me worried.
That's the way it goes.
Now he's got me worried, Kev. He's not punting it. Now I'm concerned.
Oh, it's good. Hey, it's extra information. I know, Ricky, just one quick take, too. Desclafani, the strikeouts the last three games of up. What do you think about him? Middle of the price. He's a little bit cheaper than Cease. Maybe a nice dog tonight. What do you think about Desclafani? He's kind of a good pitcher, not getting a lot of respect.
Yeah, Contreras being hurt certainly helps. You don't have a Wrigley win game. It looks like the weather is clearing in Chicago. I'm looking out my window. We have blue skies all of a sudden, which we haven't had all day. And, yeah, I don't think this Cubs lineup is as potent as it once was. There are just, you know, the guys towards the top that you mostly worry about with this constant construction. You get Ben Zobrist away from the team. I mean, obviously a big downgrade at catcher. Anytime you get Contreras out, I think DeSclafani is not a bad call here. I mean, my initial instinct when looking at the slate yesterday was to target the Reds. It looked like the wind was going to be more distinct than it is right now. But I'm fine, you know, rolling with that instinct still, because this Cubs lineup, again, it's not quite where it was at the beginning of the year.
Man, finally, we'll get you out of here on this, the other New York team, the New York Yankees taking on Tampa. So Stanek starts tonight, Ricky. The Yankees have actually hit him in very limited exposure. Well, he's pitched him. It's like his, I don't know, seventh appearance against him or something stupid like that this year. But they've actually hit him pretty well, yet the Yankees aren't hitting anything well right now. And from a betting perspective, I was talking about it earlier, the Yankees are 6-0 to the under in their last six baseball games. The total is 10.5 tonight. So we got the Bathia versus Stanek. Do you think this low-scoring theme continues? What was your take when you crunched this game down?
I'm consistently scared to bet this Yankees team against any left-handed long man just because of the right-handed nature of this lineup. And it just feels like we're so close to that breakout game where you get, you know, four homers from this lineup. It just doesn't make sense that this team would stay down for long with Voit, Encarnacion, Judge, et cetera, Gleyber Torres hitting towards the bottom. So Yankees unders, I don't think is what I would try and make my living off of. I would try and stay other places, especially against a left-handed long man. If it was a righty, you might be able to talk me into it, but I don't think that's a safe space for me.
Pass, says Ricky Sanders. Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know that there's some poor bastard in the Bronx right now that owes a guy named Frankie a lot of money, Ricky, because he keeps betting on the Yankees to go over the number.
Definitely.
Ricky Sanders, DailyRoto.com. Thanks for taking the time to be with us, Ricky. Always great stuff. Thanks for the insight, man.
Thanks for having me.
Ricky Sanders with us. Real smart guy.
Yep.
Ricky always worries me, though. In fact, if he doesn't agree with the side I'm on, I'm like, oh, God. Like, he really brings a lot of facts to the table.
That's what's good. Sometimes, you know, you take the machine, which is Ricky's brain. Sometimes we have the statistics and trends, and then your instincts, right? You throw them all in the machine. And sometimes when Ricky has a different opinion, you're like, eh. You know, Gabe, I'll tell you, actually, the more I think about it, I'm starting to come around to this board a little bit more. I did some things, you know, riding a couple people that I, you know, and other things. But I'm going to do things my way tonight. I'm just going to bet the games that I like, a couple dogs, a couple favorites, and throw it out there and just see what happens tonight. Because, you know, the card's starting to come around to me now. I'm feeling it a little bit more.
I like that the card's coming around that you got about 29 minutes before first pitch.
Hey, that's all that matters, buddy. Get them in before game time. No, sometimes you look at, you know how it looks in the morning. Sometimes you look at that board, you're like, maybe here, whatever.
Yeah,
there's no need, you know? Like, and then you assess it, you get some information from some other people, and then you figure it out. That's the way it goes. So I think I figured it out, hopefully.
I've got 2, 4, 6. I got 6 plays. Yet I don't like it. It's all chalk. And do I just go in 2-game installments and start going little mini 2 bangers at plus money? I'm scared I'm going to get the wrong combinations.
Well, maybe bet what you like the best. Like what game
do you like
the best? That's what we have.
You know,
to
maybe
about.
I'll parlay the Washington Nationals and the Boston Red Sox. Let's see what that parlay pays. Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are going to beat the Jays tonight with Keschner.
They should.
188 parlayed with the Washington Nationals, which is also now 186. It was 188. Washington Nationals.
So Nationals probably be plus money. Let me see. It is plus 134.
Plus 134. See, that's not bad.
Yeah. You got the Nationals and the Red Sox on a parlay to plus 134. Washington on its own, $1.85.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Instead of playing the Nationals minus 188 and the Red Sox minus 188, I'll do that, and then I'll play the Rangers minus 166 because that's a more reasonable price to play solo.
And think about this. This doesn't and this is logic, Gabe. Like, come on. Like, you talked about it. If you bet the Nationals and the Red Sox and one of them loses on $100, you're out a minimum 85. One's $1.85, the other one's 192. So if you parlay them and turn them into a plus 135 dog, if you lose, you lose 100. So it's already
I like the ticket better.
It's
a better
scenario.
Now I'm looking, I got a plus 134 there. I'm also taking the San Francisco Giants at plus money. So now I have a couple of plus prices. All right, let's bring in Big Card Julio. Been a little while, Julio. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. I was listening to the show a couple of weeks ago as I was getting off work at a radio station I work at in Chicago just to hear your and Cam's picks. And then I hear Gabe saying, I think Big Card Julio would be proud of me. So,
I had a lot of picks.
You had a lot of picks. Yeah. Had a good chuckle, but it's, hope you guys are doing well. Congrats on the new studio setup, Gabe, down at the Sportsbook. Now you don't have to take the bus. You can place your picks and get your show going right off the bat.
Yeah. There's pluses and negatives to everything. Let me tell you, getting to the Meadowlands at 4 in the afternoon is not the most ideal time to be traveling on the New Jersey Turnpike.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No.
There, God.
I agree. I know.
It took me like 40 minutes today. Like last night in an Uber, it took like 11. It was like literally 30 minutes added. And that's the downfall of being an Uber driver, because they don't get paid more money. The ride is $17. It's $17. This chick got stuck forever for like 40 minutes. Now she's got to be stuck in traffic on the way back. But nevertheless, what do you like tonight, Julio?
I've got a three-team parlay that I need two teams to close out. I took Red Cell Belgrade in the Champions League qualifier today, so I need the Indians.
You're gonna say you need
the Tigers?
All right, yeah.
And the Red Sox. Well, yeah, I got the Red Sox and the Indians in this parlay with Red Cell Belgrade. Football season's back, and I for one am thrilled for that it's back.
Well, you mean European
baseball,
football's back?
Yes, European football's back. We're getting back in the into the grind, that's for sure. Baseball picks tonight, I've got a couple, so bear with me. Dodgers run line tonight against the Phillies. I'm going Nationals run line against the Fighting O's. Give me the Indians run line tonight against Detroit. And I'm also taking the under 10.5. Big fan of Plesac. He struggled in his last two starts, but give me under 10.5 as well in Cleveland, Detroit. Boston run line. I like that parlay that you guys were just talking about. I'm going to add that to my card. Red Sox and Nationals parlay. Give me the Twins money line tonight against the Mets. Under 10.5 in White Sox, Kansas City. And I'm taking a stab at the Grand Salami tonight. Give me under 161.5 runs tonight in Major League Baseball.
161.5. You're going to be sitting there with a calculator adding up the scores all night. All right. Seven. Like a hockey, hockey Grand Slam.
And give me Nigeria tomorrow in the African Cup of Nations third place game as well.
Wow.
Take care, guys.
Now you're digging deep, Julio.
Yeah, you're betting on consolation, African.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works, fellas. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make a deposit, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Boom. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly, because this offer is not going to be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, Cam Stewart. I am Gabriel Morenci at the FanDuel Sportsbook Meadowlands Racetrack. And, of course, we'll be back live at 8 o'clock Eastern this evening. Joe Ranieri.
Oh, Joe Ranieri stepping in. Joe Ranieri, Oklahoma State
Joe
Cowboy.
And Brian Leonard, a longtime handicapper from Las Vegas, WagerTalk.com.
Nice.
Brian Leonard
will
join us, as well as WagerTalk's Tony Finn.
Nice, Gabe. You got a whole crew.
Crew. Full house here tonight. So, I'm going to ask them what their strategy is. For, each sport, because you can't just say, what's your strategy for in-game betting?
Exactly.
Every sport's different. right? Like, there's different strategies for different sports, not blanket coverage. So we'll ask them what their strategy for baseball in game betting is. Maybe we'll get to some futures as well, but I'm going to have a lot of bets going here tonight, and it's another must-win situation here tonight, Cam. We're going back to the well one last time. It was sort of I think I showed a small profit last night because I hit the T-Wolves and the over in the second half on the way out. But Houston, man, that Valdez guy really does suck, bro. The guy gave up another four runs last night. No, he's the worst pitcher in baseball.
Yeah, late night I hit I clipped that. I hit the over that we talked about on In-Game Live last night, Gabe. But as I mentioned, the Yankees did a lot of damage to parlays. It was still a negative night for me, but. Yeah, and Memphis got it done. Good call by you in the second half, too. Minnesota made it really close. Memphis only won the game by three, so we both won there, too. Good bet on the second half to the Timberwolves made a game of it.
Yeah, they did. We were getting plus 8.5. I knew that they would come back. We got the over as well. It really helped soften the blow for what happened last night.
Yeah,
Cleveland coming back was good. It wasn't a horrible night. I hit the under that White Sox game.
Yeah, White Sox game too. No, we had the Dodgers. I'm just saying, though, when you do the round robins, right, it's attached. That game, the Yankee game, I start to win with the Cleveland game, the Dodger game, all those two-game parlays. It becomes like an astronomically good night until, like, a poor night. So it was still very frustrating, but, you know, we move on, and hopefully you guys on the live show hit some winners tonight.
Yeah, I hope so as well. So let's blast through the games here. I know what I'm going to be taking for the most part. I don't have the Dodgers on my list yet. They're minus 196. I just don't want to lay it. Bueller's on the hill here tonight. The guy's only lost one game all year. Taking on a pretty much a fading and sinking Philadelphia Philly team. But come on, man. Dodgers, they played like a four-hour game on Sunday night. Extra inning games at Fenway. They roll into Philadelphia. They fall down 1-0, and then they score like 16 runs. Like I said, the Dodgers are one of these teams. They just kill it every night, but it's hard to bet on them every night because, you know, teams, like, it's amazing the pace that these guys are on to win right now.
Yeah, it's true. I looked at the Dodgers again, but something about that game is telling me stay away. Maybe the over in the game, they really smashed the ball both sides. I can tell you one thing, Vince Velasquez for Philadelphia can be very volatile, Gabe. I want to put the Dodgers in stuff, but I'm just kind of shying away from these big favorites tonight. You know, I'm going to do one parlay with a couple favorites a little less popular, I think, on the board there, and I think the Dodgers win, but I'm going to pass. I do like the over 9.5.
This is what's crazy. Stanek has actually faced the Yankees 7 times already, Cam, this year. He started 3 times. But get this, he's given up 10 runs on 8 hits, including 3 home runs against them. So they've actually hit him. He's got a 9.35 run average against the Yankees, but are the Yankees
like
going to win tonight?
No, I don't
really?
Think. I think CeCe's.
Sabathia?
Yeah, that's the problem that I have. Even if Stanek gives up a couple runs, you know, the Rays bullpen, other than giving up the home run, they did an efficient job last night. CeCe Sabathia against that lineup really scares me. Tampa Bay has a lot of...
He's pitched well against the Rays. He's pitched well against them. I just don't like betting against a good team like the Rays. I'm going to pass. I'm not messing with the game. I paid the price last night. I lost.
I'm going to pass as well, and I have a lean to the Rays.
Washington, so it's Wojciechowski and Voth. Wojciechowski.
Voth. It sounds like a Star Trek movie, The Wrath of Voth. Hey, Voth. Hey, Voth. What are you? Voth. I don't know about Voth, Gabe, but he's okay.
I like the Nationals.
Right.
I like the Nationals in this spot.
I do, too. I like the Nationals. I think that is a parlay partner that you can actually dance with. They've been a good, effective team. They understand they got to keep pace with the Atlanta Braves, who keep on winning. Voth has been better. Wojciechowski, as Ricky Sanders mentioned, he has a propensity to give up a long ball. Total's very high in this game, 11.5. I like the Nationals, but, you know, parlay it if you don't like the 185.
Cam, the Washington Nationals are 4-0 this year, coming off a day of rest, so they didn't play yesterday. 4-0 when rested. They're 10-1 in their last 11 games against right-handed pitching, for one reason or another. Pretty impressive.
That's good.
They're also 7-2 in their last 9 road games. They're 21-6 against right-handed pitching their last 27 times. So, in other words, they're bet against the Nationals when they play southpaws. The Baltimore Orioles are 1-5 their last six games against National League East teams. They're 15-43 in their past 58 games overall. They're 14-39 their last 63 games at home. Oh, that's unbelievable. They've only won 14 times in the last 53 games at home. Washington are 7-1 the last eight times they've gone head-to-head against against Baltimore.
Yeah.
For the record, they're 6-1 to the under the last seven times they played these two teams, too.
I can't make a case for Baltimore as a dog. You can make a big case for the Nationals as a favorites, and you want to throw it in parlays and round robins, I can endorse that play.
I'm playing it. I parlayed it with the Boston Red Sox.
Sure.
Cashner.
Yep, I got no problem with the cash man. He's been great.
The cash man. Give you money for your gold.
Money for your gold. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm so crazy. Yeah, I sold so much gold. Now I've turned silver. You see the new one, Gabe? He's all silver. Come down to my new warehouse. It's like, okay, buddy. You should see the security in those places. Lisa did a story. Yeah. It's pretty. Oh, man. It's
a lot of money there.
It's like Fort Knox. Oh, a lot of Fort Knox. Yeah. What do you got next?
Remember, don't forget, somebody tried to blow up that other guy. Who's the other guy?
Harold the jewelry buyer.
Harold, yeah.
Yeah, Harold.
People try to kill him.
He's known as like the real, like, they're all scumbags in the business, but he's at the top of the level of scum. Yeah. Very true.
Boston Red Sox, we talk about like the different, you know, like Cam, like the Blue Jays will battle the Yankees. You know, I mean, like over the years they battle the Yankees. But over the years, the Red Sox have owned these guys. I remember I went to a Blue Jay Red Sox game on Canada Day a couple of years ago, and it was like 14-1 after the first inning. Red Sox are 36-15, Cam, since the beginning of the 2017 season. 36-15 the last 51 games against the Toronto Blue Jays. They are also 13-4 the last 17 times the Red Sox have hosted the Blue Jays at Fenway. The Red Sox have won 13 of them. Cashner makes his debut 3 days after being acquired from Baltimore. The 32-year-old has allowed a total of one run and six hits over his last two starts. He's given up fewer than two earned runs in four of his last five outings as well. The only kicker here, Cam, the only negative here with the Boston Red Sox is pitching for the Boston Red Sox, your debut at Fenway. It's the most pressure in the league along with Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. A lot of pressure, man, when you're pitching for the Red Sox. And he, you know, I think he pitches well, though, against the Jays tonight. He'll be warmly received. He'll pitch well. He's been pitching well this year. He's going to feel good having a good team behind him for once now, too. Give me Cashner tonight. Parlayed with the Nationals. Plus 134.
Yeah, Cashner was great when he was with the Orioles. Now he's with the Boston Red Sox. I agree 100%. It's a tough place to make a debut, but the Jays got Wagas back going. I will say this. The Jays lost that game 10-8, Gabe, and they came back and were very close to winning that ball game. I watched every pitch of it. Boston got very lucky there. I was actually, you know, I made a small live bet getting the Jays at plus 4.5, but you know, I lost my plus 1.5. So kind of like you and the money line with the Timberwolves, we did good things with that game. Vegas pack is only going to go a couple innings, and the Blue Jays bullpen is taxed. That's a big concern here. The 11.5, it's high for a reason. I'm with you. I think Cashner should get the job done tonight. Very good pitcher. He'll be happy to pitch for Boston.
Look, it looks like I was just handed this by Mike Cardano. Harness Racing Museum and Hall of Fame. Souvenir Journal. I'm assuming that you and I are in this with Conflict Diamond.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we're in for. Hey, the horse opened up at 14-1 and got bet 1-5 and lost. Oh, okay. Thanks, everybody. Oh,
look at this guy here, Cam, right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah, that guy. We'll go for a pint of ice cream.
Congratulations, Joe Holloway.
Joe Holloway looks like a lifer. Yeah, he's good stuff.
Outdoor Racing. Babe. Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. I like the guy in the bottom, Dave Little. He's got the same headset, Mike. Go, Dave. Yeah, I love Harness Racing, buddy. I love it all.
Same headset, Dave Little.
Dave Little gets it.
It's quite the nice program here, actually.
It actually is very glossy. Looks nice.
Here's the Harness Racing Living Hall of Fame.
See if we know anybody here.
Dave McGee?
Yeah. McGee, what
Dave
about Pallone? Mayotte? Is there a... Yeah, I don't know some of these guys on there. Yeah, who else?
Wally Hennessy?
I've heard of Hennessy. Yep. What about the Sauls? They're big on the East Coast.
Oh, this is like all the inductions for this year. This is okay.
Oh, I see.
That's why
the.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
So,
excellent.
All right, so I'm a little bit concerned about this Twins bat because of, as he mentioned, Ricky mentioned all the injuries to the Minnesota Twins, but the Mets do kind of blow. Robbie Cano's actually hit the baseball over the last couple of games. The Twins are just so good at home. There's no reason why the Twins can't win this game at home. I'm going to go with Lance Lynn here. So my picks tonight, Cam, Nationals Red Sox parlay, plus 134. Texas Rangers, minus 166. Arizona Diamondbacks, Texas Rangers, under 10. San Francisco Giants, plus 116. Minnesota Twins, minus 168. And late night game, little concerned about Mengden because they've actually played well with Gonzalez on the hill. Seattle has. But Seattle are a terrible road team, bro.
Yeah, they're bad.
Maybe Oakland tonight bad. In a nightcap. Oakland in a nightcap. It's either the chaser, and I'm like, oh, God, I need Oakland to win this game. Or it's like, all right, let's close strong with Oakland.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah, no, Oakland should be able to get it done tonight. For me, I'm going to go. We disagree on just one game. I'm going to go with Lambert in Colorado. I know the Giants are hot. I just don't trust Drew Pomeranz in this spot. So I'm going to take the Rockies at minus 130. I've watched Dylan Cease pitch. For the Chicago White Sox, I think it's a good spot against Sparkman for him at minus 120. I'm with you with the Texas Rangers at minus 166 with the Rangers. Two-game parlay for me, Morency. I'm taking Milwaukee and St. Louis parlayed to plus 140 with the Brewers and Cardinals. So that's all I'm really going to do
Milwaukee,
tonight if things go well. Yeah, I'm going back to these idiots, but if they don't get it, actually, if they don't win tonight, I want you to berate me on the air tomorrow.
All right. Yeah, because I don't want to get in front of the Braves are playing good baseball right now.
They are.
All right. Nationals Red Sox parlay. Nationals Red Sox parlay. Texas Rangers. D-backs Rangers under 10. San Francisco Giants plus 116. Twins minus 168. We'll be back live at 8 o'clock.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You missed on Game Time Decisions.
You ever see these kid parties or trampolines?
Some guy was a real hot shot. He tried to do like a move and it ended up putting his neck right on the springs. Like, you could die on those things, man. That kid got rocked. He went to the hospital. Like, he got sliced up real good. Trampolines will kill. Nah, don't do it, Kurtz. I like you too much. You don't want your kids getting hurt.
So
my sister-in-law has though. My kids have been on. My daughter's asked for one. My wife and I won't do it for that reason. They're gonna. My youngest one would definitely end up in the hospital. She's nuts.
So you gonna do it? You're paying the $600.
Yeah, you know what? And this is the funny thing. I called a couple of places. That was the cheapest. Yeah. I got one was $850. I'm like, oh god, they are. This is the price range for this crap. So yes, I just did it. Like you said, I'll ref a couple more nights or hit a couple more winners gambling.
Oh yeah.
God,
this is gonna end well, Kurtz.
Father Kurtz,
is he?
No, I can't. This
has personal injury. This has personal injury all over it. He went with the cheapest people in town.
$600.
Listen, I'll be on the damn thing because I'll tell you, everybody's using this thing. I'm inviting my brother over. Get on the slide. Man. Get on the slide. Everybody goes on the slide. Mom, get on the slide.
Me and Cam are gonna come over.
Get on the slide.
All right. So, how do you feel about Peyton Manning, George? Like, if I ask you, do you like Peyton Manning, or do you really like Peyton Manning? Do you love Peyton Manning? On a scale of, like, let's say 1 to 10, give me, like, 6.2, like, you know, give me a point. So, like, 5.9, 8.6. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about Peyton Manning?
Oh, God, what happened today with Peyton Manning? I kind of like him. Love his commercials. They're funny. His announcing on ESPN, that thing he does, I could take or leave that. I'm not a big fan.
What? Don't tell me you like those insurance.
You like those insurance commercials with the country guy? Come on, George.
No, I mean, what he was doing before that. Remember with the ones with
his
brother
on
ESPN? That was funny.
He was good on Saturday Night Live where
that was great.
The kids in the toilets.
That was fantastic.
Remember when they had those concert toilets and Manning's just drilling kids?
That was
good. That was good.
No, George. Peyton Manning didn't do anything.
I'd probably give him an 8.2.
Wow, that's high.
Very high.
Okay. He's in the news because, number one, of course, Monday Night Football offered him like a boatload of money, like a blank check, like literally like $10 or $12 million a year or something to do Monday Night Football. And he told them, if you still offer me the job when Eli Manning is retired, I'll do it. It turns out that's the reason why he hasn't done broadcasting. He doesn't want to.
Brother.
He says that it's too close. But when he says he doesn't want to be put in a position to criticize Eli, you're basically saying that Eli's no good and that you're going to have to criticize him.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet and at FNTSY Radio.
And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh.